Okay, Shavua Tov. I hope everybody hears me. Okay, great. So we're going to try to learn two blot today. These are not such easy blot because these Gemaros deal with topics that we're not so accustomed to dealing with. The first daf Peidalid, deals with the topic of Tumas Klecheres, the impurity of earthenware vessels, and the second daf pehe, deals with the topic of kilayim. There's the prohibition of cross breeding, and that includes that we're not allowed to plant, say, cucumbers inveigled and mixed in with carrots, because that would be a prohibition of cross breeding. All right, let's start back on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. The reason of all these Mishnayos is that these are all rabbinic laws that were connected to a verse, sometimes a verse in the Navi, sometimes a verse in Chumash. Says the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Minayim L'Sfina Shi Tahora. How do we know that a boat is pure? It doesn't have the ability to become impure. Shenamar, because there's a verse in Isaiah, Derech Aniya B'Lev Yam, is the way of the boat in the heart of the sea. So the Gemara explains, Pshita, it's obvious, Aniya B'Lev Yamhi, the boat is in the heart of the sea. Boats don't travel on dry land. And says the Gemara, the meaning of the verse is the following, HaKamashman, this is what it's teaching us, Kayam, the way of a boat is like the sea, Mayam Tahar, just like the sea is pure, Afsfina Tahora, so too a boat is pure. So a boat doesn't have the ability to become impure. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Hananya Omer, Hananya has a different source. Milmada Misak, we know that utensils, like wooden utensils and metal utensils, are compared to a big bag, a sackcloth. There's a verse. So therefore, Masak Mitalta Malivirekan, just like a bag, only becomes impure if it's usable. Usable means that you can carry it when it's empty, you can carry it when it's full. Of course, so to utensils, if it's mitalta maliver ekon, if it's usable, you can carry it empty, you can carry it full, then it becomes impure. La fuke sfina, so that's the source that a boat cannot become impure. Dana mitaltelus maliver ekon, you can't carry a boat when it's empty and full, you can carry it when it's empty, but when it's full, the boat is too heavy, you can't carry it. Says the Gemara Ma'abinai, what's the difference between the reasoning of our Mishnah and the reason of the Braisa of Hananya? Ikebinai, the difference would be then would be Sfina Shalcheres, a boat made out of earthenware. Ma'adamarniya B'lev Yam, if you use our Mishnah, that it's based on the verse that a boat is like the heart of the sea. Hanami B'lev Yami, the earthenware boats also go into the heart of the sea, and therefore an earthenware boat also does not have the ability to become impure. But Lamandamar Kasak, but if you're saying that the reason how we know that a boat can't become impure is because a boat is not like a sack. You can't carry the boat when the boat is full. The only things compared to a sack are those things mentioned near sack. So those are the things the Mitaltelus Malibarekon ini lo lo, that if they're carried full and empty, then they become impure. But if they can't be carried while full, they can't become impure. Avosfina Shalcheres, but when you have a boat made out of earthenware, Avagavdin Mitaltelus Malibarekon, even though you can't carry it when it's full, still would be able to become impure, because earthenware was never mentioned next to sackcloth. Inami, alternatively, another difference between our Mishnah and Hananya would be Sfina Sayardin, a very small boat, a little boat that's used to float on the Jordan River. Lamadam, according to the verse, according to the opinion that derives from the verse Aniya B'Lev Yam, from the verse Aniya B'Lev Yam. So Hanami, Aniya B'Lev Yami, this is also a boat in the heart of the ocean. So it would also be exempt from impurity. But if you say that the reason why a boat does not have the ability to become impure, it's because you can't carry it when it's full. When you have a little boat you could carry when it's full, and therefore it would have the ability to become impure. As Rabbi Hanina ben Akiva said, why did they say that the little boat that's used to float down the Jordan River can become impure? Because they can fill it up on the dry land, and bring it down into the water. From this whole discussion, we derive a principle. A person should never keep himself out of the base medrash. Remember, in those days, The Beis Medrash was the place where they would study the halacha. They would have conversations. A person should not decide not to go. Afilu shua achas, even for one moment. Hamedrash, for many years we've learned this Mishnah. Both boats don't have the ability to become impure. But the little boat that's used on the Jordan could become impure. I didn't understand the reason. Until Rav Chanina ben Akavya came and he explained. The reason why most boats can't become impure is because they're not transportable when they're full. But the little boat is transportable when it's full. And that's why it does have the ability to become impure. Upirshin explained it. Amr Rav Yonis then explained. Says the Gemara further. Amr Rav Yonis and Lo'olam al yibna adam es atzmo mi beis hamedrash. A person should never pull himself back from the house of study, umi divrei Torah, or from learning Torah. Va'afilu b'shas misa. And even when he's dying, he should still be learning. Shneim, as the verse says, Zos ha-Torah. This is the Torah. Adam ki yamos ba'oel. A person who will die in the tent. That tells you. Va'afilu b'shas misa. Even at the moment of death, te'osik ba'Torah, you should be busy learning Torah. Amr Yishlakish had a different explanation of this verse. In the Torah miskaimen, the words of Torah only last b'mi shememis atzmo aleha, in a person who will kill himself for the sake of the Torah. Shenamar, it says, Zos haTorah, this is the Torah, adam a person ki yamus ba'ohel, who will die in the tent. All right, going back to the issues of boats and the boats that don't have the ability to become impure. Amar Rava said, now turning to yesterday's daf. Ula Chananya, and according to Chananya, who said that the reason why a boat doesn't have the ability to become impure is because you can't carry it when it's full. But if you could carry it when it's full, it could become impure. Tiltul al yidei shvarim, shmei tiltul. The definition of carrying doesn't mean that you have to carry it with your own hands. If you can transport it with oxen, you fill it up with sand and the oxen can pull it, that's also considered carryable. The times we went to the Mishnah, Shalosh HaGalos, saying there are three different laws in regards to wagons. Hasuyika Katidra, a wagon that's made like a throne. Tamei Midras has the ability to become impure when a Zav sits on it, because it's a seat. Kemita, a wagon that's made like a bed. Tamei Tamei Meis, it has the ability to become impure with the death impurity, not with the impurity of a Zav sitting on it. Shalavanim, a wagon that can hold stones, but it doesn't really have a receptacle on its bottom. Just big stones can be held in it. Torah Miklum doesn't have any impurity, neither of Zov or of dead bodies. Rabbi Yochanan then said, though, Vim Yesh Babes Kibul Rimonim, if this wagon that holds stones can also hold pomegranates, Tamei Tamei Meis, has the ability to become impure with the death impurity. And then we learned. So you see that it's considered a utensil, even though it's very heavy, right? It's very heavy. It holds stones. You can't normally transport it. You can only transport it with oxen. Nevertheless, that's considered an object which can be transported while full. All right, talking about different objects and different tumas. We know that there's a tumah called tumas medras. If a zav sits on a seat, that seat could be a bed, could be a chair. Then the Zav makes that seat into an avatuma, the first category of impurity. Shalosh Tevo saying there are three different laws in regards to boxes. Teva Shapischa Mitzida, a box that has its opening on its side. Tamea Midris, that can become Tamei Tumas Medris, because people can sit on it and no one is going to tell them to get up, because they can still use the box by opening up the opening on the side. However, if the doorway to the box is Milmala, is on the top, so that's already not considered a seat, because if somebody sits on it, people will tell him, get up, we need it, we need to open it up to put things in. So then it's Tamei Tamei Meis. It can become impure with the death impurity, but it doesn't have the ability to become impure with the midras impurity. Now, very, very, very big box. Huge box. You have to measure it. It's so large. It's hard to carry it because it's so big. Torah Miklum, that is pure from everything. It doesn't have any ability to become impure. All right, Midras Kli Cheres, when you have a seat, but made out of earthenware, so it's a medras, but it's from earthenware, Tahor. According to the Tanakhama, it doesn't have the ability to become impure. It's always pure. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afasfina. Rabbi Yossi says, even a boat. My comer, how do you read this Braisa? Rav Zvid explained, this is the way to read the Braisa. Midras Kli Cheres, Tahor. If you have a seat made out of earthenware and a Zav sits on it, it's pure. Umaga'o. But if the Zav put his hand inside the airspace of the earthenware vessel, Tameh becomes impure. And so too, Vesfino Shel Cheres, if you have a boat made out of earthenware, Tameh would become impure through touch. Kechananya, like Hananya, who said that the reason why a boat doesn't have the ability to become impure is because you can't carry it when it's full, but that doesn't apply to earthenware. So therefore, earthenware has the ability to become impure if the boat was made out of earthenware. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Afasfina Tzahora, even a boat made out of earthenware is tar by touching it, because he holds Katana Didan, like our Mishnah, that the reason why the boats don't have the ability to become impure is because the boats are compared to the ocean, as the verse, Maskifla, Rav Papa, challenged this idea of Rav Zvid. My af. So why did Rabbi Yossi say even the boat is pure? Tanakama was not saying that earthenware is pure from touch. So what's Rabbi Yossi adding when he says even the boat? Elam Rav Papa. So therefore Rav Papa explained, this is what it means. Midras kli cheres, an earthenware vessel that someone would sit on, tahar, that is pure. Umaga'o tameh, and if one touches the earthenware vessel, it becomes impure. This shall eat. But if you have a vessel made out of wood, bein midrasa, whether you sit on it, or bein mago, whether the person touches it, tameh can become impure. Svinas hayardain, but the boat that's small, the boat of the Jordan, tahora, that's tar, because that's kitana kama. That's like our Mishnah that says that since boats are compared to the ocean, all boats are pure. Rabbi Yossi says, no, afasfina, even the boat that the Tanakama said, can become tameh. Why? Because he holds like Hananya, that the reason why boats cannot become impure is because they can't be transported if they're full, but the little boats can be transported when they're full, and therefore they have the ability to become impure. Says the Gemara, Medrash Kli Cheres Minan D'Tar. How do we know that an earthenware chair, if you sit on it, or if you sit on an earthenware barrel, and you're a Zav, the barrel or the chair stay pure? Amar Chizka said, Amar Kod, it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'esh Asher Yigab Mishkavo. And a person who touches the bed of the Zav, he becomes impure. So Makish Mishkav Lo. So the verse is comparing the bed of the Zav to the Zav himself. So Mahu Isle Tar B'Mikvah, just like a Zav, to become pure, would have to go to a mikvah. Af Mishkavo, so too his cedar bed. Nami, which ones could become impure? Only those at Isle Tar B'Mikvah that could become pure by being put into the mikvah. Whereas the those that cannot become pure by being put into the mikvah do not have the ability to become impure. And since earthenware cannot become pure by putting it into the mikvah, earthenware only becomes pure by breaking it. Earthenware does not have the ability to have the impurity of a seat of a zav. Debir Yishmael Tana, we learned in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, a different source. How do we know that earthenware vessels don't have the ability to become medras hazav, to become a seat of a zav? The verse says, in regards to a zava, kol mishkav asher tishkav alav, kol yimei zova, ke mishkav nidasa yiela, whatever a seat or bed she will lay on, it'll be like the laying of her nida. So therefore, makish mishkav alav. So the verse is linking her bed to her. Mahi isli tar b'mikvah. So just like the woman who's a zava, when it's time for her to become pure, she goes to the mikvah. Af mishkava nami, so to her bed, isli tar b'mikvah. Which bed can become impure? That which could eventually go into the mikvah. Lafuke klecheres, to exclude an earthenware bed, the lesle tar b'mikvah, that doesn't have the ability to become pure, because you can't purify earthenware by going to the mikvah. You only purify earthenware by breaking the earthenware. Mazer Rabbi Loi challenges. We have done a braisa, mapats b'meis minayim. How do we know that a reed mat has the ability to become impure if it touches a dead body? Answer the Gemara. V'dinu, the truth is, we should figure this out through simple logic. Now on page Dalet Amud Beis. When you have a small earthenware vessel, tahorim bezav, they don't have the ability to become impure from a zav, because again, earthenware can't go into the mikvah, so therefore it can't become impure. Nevertheless, tmeim b'meis, they can become impure if they're in the same room as a dead body. Mapats, when you deal with an earthenware mat, when you deal with a reed mat, I mean, shetzmeya bezav, it can become impure as the seat of a zav or as the bed of a zav. In addition, tahorim b'meis, it certainly can become impure when it's in the same room as a dead body. So Gemara says, one second, am I? Now, why would you say that a reed mat can become impure from Tumas Meis, from the death impurity, unless they tar b'mikvah? But you don't have the ability to put it into a mikvah. And we just said, whatever can't go into the mikvah doesn't have the ability to become impure. Reb Chanina said, shiny awesome, there it's different. Ho vika b'mino, because other reed utensils, let's say a reed bowl, a reed hat, they could be purified in the mikvah, so therefore, even though a flat reed mat can't go into the mikvah, reeds are considered something which can go into the mikvah. Since reeds are something which can go into the mikvah, therefore a reed mat can become impure, as the Medrash says up. Amalei, Sirbi Loi, said back to Reb Chanina, Rachmana Litzlamai Daitza, God should save us from such an opinion, because the fact that there are reed utensils that can go into the mikvah, that doesn't help us for this, because this reed utensil does not have the ability to go and become pure in the mikvah. So Reb Chanina said back to him, no, Adrabba, the opposite. God should save from your opinion. So what is in fact this logic? Why would we say that since some reed utensils can become purified by the mikvah, therefore a reed mat can become impure with a zav or a zava laying down on it? Answer the Gemara, Trey Kroik, Siva, you have two psukim in regards to the seats and the beds of a zav and a zava. One of the pasuk says, v'yishasha yigabim mishkavo, a person who will touch the thing that the zav will lay down on, he becomes impure. So the pasuk compares the tumas medras, the tumah of the seat of the zav, to the zav himself. Then we have another pasuk. Another pasuk says, v'chala mishkav asha yishkav alav azav yitzma, and any bed that the zav will lie down on will become impure. So how do you resolve it? The answer is like this. Yesh bimino, if in this type of utensil it has the ability to go into the mikvah, then it's v'chala mishkav, then it's every utensil. Then it also can become tummy medjus. Afogav, even though the less leitar b'mikvah, this particular utensil doesn't have the ability to go into the mikvah, but its type can go into the mikvah. But ein bimino, but if this type of material, if you make a utensil out of this type of material, nothing out of this material ever goes to the mikvah, like earthenware, then makish mishkavo lo, then the pasuk is comparing the seat made out of that type of utensil to the zav himself. And since the zav can go into the mikvah, this utensil which doesn't have, which this type of utensil which can never go into the mikvah, doesn't have the ability to become impure with the midras, with the seat impurity. Okay, that's one idea. Rav Am Rava said, Majesty Kharas Tar Mehacha, I have a different source. How do I know that the seat made out of earthenware is pure? What's the source? From the following source. The verse says, V'chalkli pasuach, asher ein samid pasil olav, tamehu. That when you have an earthenware vessel, and there's stuff in the earthenware vessel, and it's in the same room as a dead body, the impurity rises from the dead body, hits the ceiling, travels along the ceiling, and goes down into the earthenware vessel. But if the earthenware vessel has a tight cover, then nothing inside the earthenware vessel becomes impure. That's the language of the verse. Any vessel that's open that doesn't have a tight cover, what's in it can become impure. Hayesh samid pasil olav. That the implication is if it has a tight cover made out of earthenware, tar, then it would be pure. So now, if the earthenware vessel has a tight cover, basically the cover is a hefsek. The cover is a barrier to prevent the tumah from getting into the earthenware vessel. We have a rule. You can only have a barrier, something which itself cannot become tameh. If you have something which itself could become tameh, it can't be a barrier to prevent tumah. So the Gemara says, Milo Askinan, aren't we also dealing with the Yachdinu, the Ishtonida, that a person decided that he's going to take this barrel that has this tight earthenware cover on top of it and have his wife sit on the barrel? And nevertheless, Kamar Rahman, nevertheless, Hashem says, Tor, that the cover is going to prevent the impurity of death from getting into the barrel. What's pshat? Why is the cover going to prevent the death impurity from getting into the barrel? If the cover itself is impure because it's a medrash, because it's a seat of Anida, then it shouldn't be able to stop death impurity. It itself is impure. The answer is that you see from here that earthenware does not have the ability to become impure with medrash zav, with being a seat of a zav, a zava, or a Nida. Okay, that ends that doc.